prisoner labour has been used to build the new parts of Waikerea Prison in Waikato. It's part of a release to work programme which has been on hold since October because of COVID, but is now starting back up. However, some say asking prisoners to build a jail just isn't right. Soumya Bamidipati reports.
56 prisoners have been welding, piling, scaffolding, cable laying, roofing and carpentering since earthworks began in 2018. They've been assessed as fit to work by the prison director and are paid market rates by the building company, with a third of their wages going back to corrections for board. The rest is used for fines or reparation payments and to save up for release. But Just Speak Executive Director Epiphany Ford-Toa says prisoners are vulnerable and shouldn't be building the facilities that take away their rights.
Many of the people that have found themselves in that system are victims of the system. So the victim building prisons just doesn't seem like an ethical or moral, a morally right thing to do. And I think there needs to be reflection on that from corrections.
It's not the first time prisoners have had a hand in building part of a jail. New Zealand has a long history of using such labour in its corrections facilities, including Mount Eden Prison in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Victoria University criminologist T. Lemus says many of the same issues still apply, namely the increased imbalance of power affecting the prisoner's ability to raise health and safety or other workplace concerns. Mr. Lemus says it could leave prisoners open to exploitation.
Really what's happening is you're getting a bunch of prisoners digging their own graves, building the next cycle of failure, with the state being completely unable to or unwilling to use more effective solutions.
Waikerea Prison was the site of a riot about 18 months ago, when more than 20 prisoners lit fires and fought with corrections officers, protesting conditions at the jail. The contractors demolishing the prison's top jail, which was destroyed, are currently considering whether to join the Work to Release program. Councillor Catherine Daly has worked with prisoners extensively and says it's likely those building Waikerea have mixed feelings about the work.
There will be some people thinking, okay, well, this is interesting. We're building or adding on to the prison, but what are the solutions? You know, we don't want people coming into prison. A lot of the older prisoners, those middle years, are starting to think about mentoring, talking to young men about how not to get in prison, for example. So there'll be some mixed feelings.
Ms. Daly says prisoners who work have better sleep and mental health and have something to look forward to, both in prison and beyond. Corrections Deputy National Commissioner Lee Marsh says most prisoners have no formal qualifications and limited work experience, and helping them to upskill reduces reoffending. 18 men kept working on the project after they were released.